This is Fresh Air. On Sunday, Larry David unveiled the season 12 premiere of his long-running HBO comedy series Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is also streaming on Max. It's not only the latest season for Curb, Larry David says it will be the last. The co-creator of the hit NBC sitcom Seinfeld has been playing an exaggerated, abrasive version of himself since he launched a Curb Your Enthusiasm special on HBO in 1999. The series began the following year and has been running on and off ever since. Our TV critic David Bianculli has been watching and enjoying Curb the whole time and has these thoughts on the newest installment and the entire run so far.
The original Curb Your Enthusiasm special premiered on HBO 25 years ago. The same year, HBO also premiered The Sopranos. A few years earlier, HBO had presented another groundbreaking program, The Larry Sanders Show, in which Gary Shandling deconstructed the TV talk show. He did it not only by mounting a fictional version of a Tonight Show-like program, but also by showing all the behind-the-scenes and personal stuff that went with it. Larry David's idea for the Curb special, after his super-successful run with the Seinfeld sitcom, was to do a similar thing, except building to a stand-up act, not a talk show. Here's the way in which Jeff Garlin, playing Larry's agent Jeff Green, pitched the premise to HBO executives. Well, actors playing HBO executives, in that 1999 special. Larry provided support, but not too much.
But let me explain. Larry hasn't done stand-up in 9.5 years, if you can believe that.
Okay.
Wow.
And what we want to do is have Larry perform again and have it lead up to an HBO special.
Okay.
It being two parts. The first part would be a documentary of everything that Larry has to do to prepare for the special. The sets at the clubs, time alone with his family, walking down the street, whatever it is. We're going to see how he prepares for it leading up to the special and then the actual special, which would be just him doing straight-ahead stand-up.
Stinks, right? So far it stinks, right?
The original Seinfeld series, co-created with Jerry Seinfeld, had a similar interest, showing Jerry's personal life as he developed material for his stand-up act. But the actual stand-up bits on Seinfeld appeared only briefly. And in that Curb special, Larry David subverted expectations by ending the special without showing the big stand-up routine it was building towards. Instead, he was building something else. Like the special, the subsequent series would follow a carefully crafted plot outline, yet allow plenty of room for actors to improvise, which they've been doing, hilariously, ever since. This new season of Curb picks up where the last one left off, with Larry, the TV character Larry, stuck with two women he can't eject from his life at the moment. One is Maria Sofia, the young, untalented star of his new TV sitcom, Young Larry. The other is Irma, a local politician who, because of her political influence, is Larry's latest significant other, even though he's appalled by her. Maria Sofia, played by Kayla Monteroso Mejia, has become an improbable media sensation. We see her briefly as a guest on Jimmy Kimmel's talk show. And that cuts to Irma, played by Tracy Ullman, starting a private morning with Larry by entering his kitchen singing a song, a TV jingle. None of it sits well with Larry.
So is there a lot of improv on the show?
Yes, there's a script, but I make up most of my own lines, put my own spin on the words, make it better.
Big 77 cash now. I have some big annuities, but I need cash now. Call J.G. Wentworth. 877
cash now.
Could you stop
with that? Stop with that commercial. I don't want to hear that. Don't sing that in the house.
I want to stop. I can't stop.
Well, stop.
But what makes Curb really work for me, season in and season out, is the delicate combination of intricate structure and freewheeling improvisation. Sunday's final season premiere took Larry to Atlanta and ended with a classic visual that's a brilliant surprise. But before that, there were scenes that just sang, and I'm not talking jingles. In this scene, Larry and his live-in buddy, Leon, played by J.B. Smoove, are in Atlanta visiting Leon's Auntie Ray, with Maria Sophia along for the ride. Maria Sophia grabs Larry's glasses off his head and gives them to Auntie Ray to try on. When Auntie Ray, played by Elia English, returns them, and Larry puts them on and bows his head, they slip right off.
You took my glasses?
I love it. Thank you.
What did you do? Why'd you take my glasses?
She wanted to try a new style. I wanted to see what your glasses looked like on her.
You know, you could have asked me.
You would have said no.
Are you serious?
You know, I can see well through them. I think we might have the same prescription.
Can I have my glasses back, please?
All right, fine. Here.
What the hell?
What? What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Yes.
They don't fit.
Oh, my goodness.
You stretched them out.
No, I didn't. I didn't do anything to them. They must have been like that when she gave them to
me. No, they weren't like that. Look at the size of her head. Are you kidding? You can't just take a pair of glasses and try them on. You have a big head. Dare I say freakish?
No, I don't have a big head.
It's excessive. It's like a jack-o'-lantern.
You know what? You got a peanut head like Mr. Peanut.
Look at this.
That's what I love most about Curb. Each season, Larry David always knows precisely where he wants to end up. But he takes time to make the journey more than half the fun.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm, which started its 12th and final season Sunday. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, MSNBC host Joy Reid talks about Medgar Evers and his wife Merle Evers. Medgar was a civil rights leader in Mississippi who was assassinated in 1963 because of his work fighting for voting rights, desegregation, and freedom. His murder was followed by the assassinations of President Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy. Merle became a civil rights activist after becoming a civil rights widow. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne Rabel Donato, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.